in the popular TV series Friends of just little pedo jokes. Nothing harmful.
Yeah, I still don't know.
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I bought the right couch. I need a couch that says, kids welcome here, but that also says, come here to me.
You say that to kids?
No, the come here to me is, you know, for the ladies.
Ross, honey, it's a nice couch. It's not a magic couch.
Okay, for some reason, the cast of Friends made multiple pedo jokes. On May 6, 2018, Anthony Bourdain tweeted, during the commercial breaks for Friends, the entire cast would chant, Hail Satan, Hail Satan. Little known fact, I saw it on the internets. That post is still on his X account. Anthony Bourdain, of course, committed suicide. He did the Netherlands option. It's too much for him.
Hey.
Hi.
One vegetarian pizza. It's $12.50.
By the way, if it makes you feel any better, I happen to like 8-year-old boys.
What?
Your hair, before, your hair. You said you thought that your hair looked like an 8-year-old boy's, and I'm just saying I like it. The hair.
Thanks.
You understand, I don't actually like 8-year-old boys.
You know, all I'm looking for is the money.
Wake up.
Wow, okay, that's kind of freaky. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, more revelations are coming out. People are blowing the top off of this stuff. Isaac Cappy. Now, he made some pretty serious allegations, and he said, I'm not suicidal. I don't plan to kill myself. I will never kill myself. I love being alive. Then he made some accusations against Hollywood, pedo accusation. And then he, quote-unquote, killed himself.
They can try to kill me. Do you know anyone who was murdered because of this? Not personally. But people are murdered for it.
I'm not suicidal. Am I afraid of something? I should be, because bad things are coming my way. I can assure you of that.
The first time Isaac really understood what was going on in the industry was when he was confronted by his best friend known as Seth Green. This is where he admitted he was into pedophilia.
Oh, the first time it really hit me was at Seth's. Seth said, we now need to have a talk about chicken. And then he basically admitted that he's a pedophile.
The word chicken has been used as a code word in the WikiLeaks from Hillary Clinton to represent a child. In these WikiLeaks, she had stated, with fingers crossed, the old rabbit's foot out the box in the attic, I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. If you're wondering who Moloch is, he was a deity that was worshipped thousands of years ago and what is believed to still be going on today. In order to praise him, they would sacrifice their children.
Oh, I'm not going to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. There's this girl, Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, on Twitter, who has been accusing Tom Hanks of raping her when she was 13. Her dad sold her to Tom Hanks. She's been accusing him for months and months and months and months and months. He's never addressed it.
Tom Hanks had posted this Instagram picture a couple weeks back. It states, historic Route 66 roadkill? I hope not. This was a clear play on words to predict exactly how Isaac was going to be killed. It's no coincidence that he was suicided by jumping off of a bridge, as they say, and landing on a highway and being killed by a car.
The higher you go, the more sick it gets. You heard it's cannibals. Yeah, there is cannibalism. Look into Marina Abramovich. If you're just getting started with this stuff, look into Marina Abramovich.
The person who he is referring to is extremely high up in the industry and associated with many famous celebrities. It's clear as day that what she is doing is satanic, but she calls it performance art. She hosts these parties where they do mock human sacrifices. She is also involved with what is known as spirit cooking. It's an occult ancient ritual where she mixes together these ingredients such as sperm and breast milk. After she is done with that, she throws it on what looks like a mock child.
If you don't know who John Podesta is, do some research. Oh, absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
John Podesta was the face of Pizzagate, as well as exposed in the WikiLeaks. He has ties to the Clintons and Obama, and this is the artwork that is openly showed in his home. If this doesn't scream pedophilia, I don't know what does.
I can't watch this anymore, Alberto. I just can't watch it. But yeah, Isaac Cappy was suicided for, I don't know, calling out the Clintons and the Podestas and the industry and Tom Hanks himself. There were all these pedo-type jokes happening in the open on Friends. By the way, I just think, just a note on Friends, and then I'll let you react to this disgustingness and the Moloch stuff. I think that if you could narrow down some of the top culprits for the accelerated decline of the American culture, Friends would be on the list. Friends was a cultural phenomenon, and it was one of those shows that absolutely finally liberated people from the shackles of marriage and totally normalized just being a slut. It just did. I mean, and that the whole show is about that, but it makes it cool and edgy and whatever else. And I think you look at Sex and the City and Friends and, you know, maybe pick your most famous shows from that era, probably Seinfeld. And you look at the values that they were imparting on the American people and then look at where the American people went. This pop culture stuff, it's got a power.
Yeah, I've never watched Friends. I know what it is. I know who stars in it and all stuff. I've never watched it, so...
Hold on. You may be the only person who takes those sugar pills, but also has never watched Friends. Because that's got to be... That has to be a first. Because the type of people who would take sugar pills and be like, oh, I'm helping my body and the environment too, are all people who grew up watching Friends.
I can believe that. That's a weird, you know, you go to Sprouts and you see trans and you see people with blue hair and you see people with no shoes.
But like, not because they can't afford shoes, but because they're taking a principled stand. First of all, they want to ground their body. They need to have earth contact with their feet. Dr. Taylor Marshall, by the way, has been tweeting about how he has to ground his body every day. He walks outside barefoot on the grass to make sure that he has a connection with the earth. So you're right. It's trads. It's crunchy granola people. It's Arabs. Like... They're all there.
Now, I will say, though, I've never been to a Sprouts. I've been to a Walmart, and you see guys that are 400 pounds and like have all these ulcers on their legs. I've never seen that at Sprouts.
Yeah, that's true. Walmart, though, is like that scene in Star Wars. You're not going to get this one, but it's like... It's literally everybody. Like there's one representative from every weird constituency in the country at Walmart at all times.
I'm not going to blame anybody for having like all this like things on their legs and stuff. Look, health. None of us are immortal. We are going to die. But why are you wearing your shorts to Walmart, showcasing that to everybody? It's disgusting.
Well, maybe the ulcers hurt when you're wearing pants. Maybe they chafe.
But yes, I've never watched Friends, but I know that everybody that I know that loves Friends is somebody that I go, like, yeah, you're a degenerate.
Yeah. Yeah. People who watch Friends and love it and still love it and defend it are degenerate. I think that's a principle.